But in the meantime, I've got a question for you, Colm, which has actually come in from Deirdre.
I've heard of nanotechnology, but what does it mean?
So what is it? Please reveal. What is nanotechnology?
Okay, thanks, Deirdre. So how long have you got? Nanotechnology is, I'm going to give you the formal definition and then tell you what that actually means, because we scientists love complicated ways of saying really simple things. Basically, nanotechnology is the ability to both make and characterize and use things that have nanometer dimensions. A nanometer is 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. And what happens is, the reason why nanotechnology exists as a field is that when you have any piece of material that's got those sort of dimensions that you can measure in nanometers, then its properties become different to larger bits of the same material. Simplest example, if you've ever looked at a stained glass window, you'll see all these different colours in it. And in many cases, those colours are all made using the same material, which is gold. Artists in medieval times did all sorts of experiments where they fiddle around with all sorts of chemicals because they had nice colours. And they realized that just by changing the way in which they mixed certain chemicals together, they could change the color just by basically waiting for a little bit longer. You know, so for instance, gold, when it's in nanoparticle form, so when it's a few nanometers across, a lump of gold is no longer gold in color, but it can be anywhere from green, red, blue, yellow, take your pick, and it's purely down to its size. And that's just one example of about 100 that I could give you.
Oh, Liliana, go for it.
I wanted to ask you, you said colors are changing. What else changes when you go the nanos?
Sure.
Conductivity or something
yes,
else?
Yeah. So what we do in my lab is, so we first of all, we try to understand why the properties of materials change, and then we make them do what we want, and then we try and do something useful with it. So the sort of things that change are electrical properties. If you take gold as an example, it does so many things. It's a really good conductor of heat and electricity. If you make it small enough, as in nanometer size, then it can become an insulator. So you've got color, chemical properties change, electrical properties change, and so on.
Colm, thank you very much.